And
well, I appreciate the opportunity to be here today and talk to you a little bit about some of the lessons we've learned at NIOSH implementing social media, which we've been doing for several years now. And there are many lessons to be learned here, and I think we can talk a little bit about that hopefully today. I'm a big fan of Paul Revere. As a communication person, of course, this is the ultimate communicator, right? He had a great message. He was actually an action message. He knew where to go. He had a good venue, good transportation. So Paul Revere stands high, I think, on my list of people that really know how to communicate. And there was another Minuteman, and that's William Dawes. We don't know about William Dawes. This is a cemetery in Boston where they think William Dawes may be actually buried. He's a revolutionary hero, actually one of those Minutemen. He rode south and Paul Revere rode north. And the whole point of this, I think, is the difference in the two is that Paul Revere knew which doors to knock on. And he knew which doors to knock on because he was the ultimate networker at that point of the revolution, where William Dawes was a great person, same demographics, but Paul Revere really had the issue of networking together. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today. I just recommend a book on networking, I think. It's not really related to social media, but it's a book that's it's out in paper now, and it really talks about following the Framingham study contacts for 50 years and how they've stayed together and how that network that was created in 1948 has influenced decisions over the years. It's fascinating. I think the key here, though, is that knowledge and influence reside in those networks. Network analysis has implications for public policy, particularly in occupational safety and health. We're all familiar with this. We want to get our message out. We've spent a lot of time putting the arrow on the tip on the arrows to get information coming back in. Community right to know, worker right to know, kind of force us to understand what workers want, what kind of information. We spent some time, I think, developing ways to know what messages we needed to communicate as well as receive. Of course, this is the current communication pattern, particularly in social media. Everybody is communicating. There's a lot of noise in the network. It's important for us, particularly as federal agencies, to understand what our role is here and how do we work this to the advantage, and in our case, for occupational safety and health and worker health. Again, we all know the definition. It's, you know, but we forget social media really is a form of marketing. It's based on technology, and it's the key thing is sharing of information. Again, it's that two-way communication, and networking is a key part of it. Doesn't mean that these conferences aren't important for us to do. It's, you know, newsletters or journals, research, and conferences are, it may be called old media. It's important for us to do this, but social media ought to be a part of your marketing solution at some point. And when we talk about social media, I'll talk a little bit about these applications, some of them rather quickly today, and how we're using them. I think we have to remember that what's driving people particularly is SEO now, search engine optimization. Google really is the new yellow pages. And ranking is very important. You want to have your information ranked important in Google. Social media helps us do that. We don't understand the metrics because or the algorithms because Google doesn't share that, but we know that social media venues drive the market, drive people to our website, and they drive the top of the Google rankings. So when you type in NIOSH, I want all information above the fold to talk about NIOSH. I don't want the Malaysian NIOSH, which calls itself NIOSH, a very good program. I don't want them in the top fold. I want to be in the top fold. You want to be in the top fold with your information. You want to drive the people to your information. Now, it's not so much important for NIOSH. Nobody types in NIOSH necessarily in Google, but they're looking for information. So to the extent that you look at the metrics of Google when information is typed in, how important is that and how do you continue to drive that? Keyword-rich content generates more searches. We know that. We know that from what Google has told us, the little that they have told us. And again, being out in the social media venues helps you to influence Google. This is an incredible, I think, statistic, and that is 75% of you never scroll past the first page of search results. So you have to drive your stuff in that fold, and you use various tools to do that. And I think you can't buy a better way to do that than social media. Certainly the price is right. And I think blogs is where we began. I think there was a reluctance, certainly in NIOSH and probably in other federal agencies, to start blogging, you know, because that means people will comment on our blogs and that we have to comment back. You know, what if they don't like our stuff? You know, but isn't that the point? Isn't that exactly the point? You want to talk about your science and you want to have feedback. So in terms of interaction, the blog is, and we do two blogs a month. We could do more if we had the human resources to do it, I think. But we get 300-400 messages coming back on each one of our blogs, and our researchers are happy to answer those. We thought there'd be a reluctance among our researcher, but it's kind of their moment in the sun. It's their time to talk with other researchers that are interested in these topics. And I think the key here, I think bloggers in general use an average of 5 different social sites to drive traffic to their blog. So as other science blogs pick up the NIOSH blog and talk about it, it again and creates this buzz related to occupational safety and health. This one, I just put this one in, is interesting because we did it on body art, not exactly the heavy science issue for, you know, not exactly nanotechnology here. We talked about, you know, basic safety in body art, and I think we received some input here, and it was clear that the folks that were reading this, to read some of the input that we got on this blog, is interesting because it wasn't necessarily a scientific audience. You know, right on, man, keep it up. We need more information. Like, where do I get this? How do I find it out? I don't understand this. You know, what does this exactly mean? What do I have to do? Where can I get this information? It was really, I think, very interesting and not necessarily what you'd think you'd talk about in terms of a science blog. So, again, it's product-driven. There's always a link on the blog for a product. It attracts a lot of different types of individuals, and it provides regular feedback of scientific information, and the key, of course, is feedback. Social media, nobody talks about MySpace too much anymore, and you know, it's all about breakfast and things like this. A lot of MySpaces actually look like this. Now I think, I'm not so down on MySpace, but I think it's sort of become a music site. There's some really good garage bands on MySpace. I don't know if it's the place for NIOSH unless we have some bands that we want to attract you know, to NIOSH. But when we went out to firefighters, I said what we needed was a Facebook page for firefighters. We have a congressional mandate to reach firefighters. We do health evaluations and any death of firefighters, we investigate. How do we get this information out to firefighters a little better? I said, we'll do a Facebook page. We went out, we did a little environmental scan, and guess what? They're on MySpace. So we did a MySpace firefighter page. It doesn't have to look like, you know, your average garage band site, but it helps us get information out when we have our reports, our fatality investigations, we put them on here. Also notice that it does link with the blog. So if we have a blog on this, it also links with past blogs. And again, it drives people to the website, those that want to know more information than we're able to put in MySpace. The woman that manages this at NIOSH, I said, you know, I looked at the site. It's got like 1,000 people on it. But there's a lot of women on this site. I never knew there were so many women firefighters. And she sort of hesitated and she said, well, have you seen the guys on this site? And so we have to realize there's an element that we are not going to deal with, but we are in a social media environment. Talking quickly about Facebook, I think Facebook is certainly, I think it's 158 million now. Facebook users. It's an area that we have to, NIOSH does have a Facebook page. I think we have 6,000 people on our Facebook page. It's another way to communicate information. The point here is that Facebook is overtaking Google and Yahoo in total time spent online, which means if you have people spending time online on Facebook, they can go from Facebook when they do their searches. So it also has a search implication. So we connect that through our Facebook page, is to make that connection. This is not the governor of California. It's my boss, John Howard, at NIOSH. So I think there's a striking resemblance, although there's 20 years difference in age, I think. But we haven't used YouTube enough. We have some clearance issues that we have to go through with YouTube, but it's a good place to put safety venues, safety videos. But also, I think as we use this more and more in the next couple of years, it's another search engine. It performs the same kind of activity as Wikipedia. It'll drive people to our website, and I think it's a tool that we need to use more of. Flickr, which is a photo sharing site, I really like this site. It's somewhat easy to manage, but you know, people have great pictures. Our researchers have pictures, and they keep them to themselves. You know, please, let's share this information. You have pictures of industries, safe working, unsafe working. We need to put them up, you know, on a page where everybody can use them and share the information. And it helps because it's free. You can download it. We give you total permission for the 600 or 700 pictures that we have on our site. This particular picture was used as the front page of a journal article that talked about silica exposure. It opened up a way for us to talk about the science from a journal that maybe wouldn't carry that much science. And then they use this as a cover photo. I do want to talk about Wikipedia. I really, really like Wikipedia. It's really cleaned up its act, I think, in my own view. It's, again, extremely important site. We do populate it. And I just want to talk about the long tail. I mean, we've made about 800 edits on Wikipedia. And it's basically what happens is we just put a comment about a particular science issue. We either create the page or we add to someone else's page. But it opens up, I think the key thing about Wikipedia, it opens up the long tail of information. Now, if you work at NIOSH, you know we have an incredible amount of obscure information that we put out as a federal agency. It's obscure because it may only provide information for a small cohort of workers. If it's a new roof bolting technology for mining, you know, it's how are we going to get that information out to the people that really need it? I mean, you can do a marketing activity to mining. You can do traditional what we've done. But on Wikipedia, it opens up that information because that's the way you search. And it comes up and you can find our information. This is actually if you download songs on iTunes, of course, they want, you know, they make their money in this part of the tail. I mean, they want you to buy the latest Lady Gaga song at the top here. They want to sell a lot of those at $1.98. But maybe they also sell down in here. 25% of their profits are in the long tail. So there's a marketing advantage of that they see and industry sees. And if you're looking for some obscure Stones records, you can get them down here from iTunes. So you may not have 5,000 downloads, but essentially, it's a marketing device, but for us it's very important because it opens up that information when people search Wikipedia, when they also search on Google, because Google and Wikipedia are linked. It's another one of that part of that algorithm. Just as a quick examination of how important this is, this is just some of the obscure information I was talking about. It's not so obscure if you're looking for it and you're dependent on this information, but look at the amount of percentage that comes from directly from Wikipedia, you know, in terms of searching and getting information, mostly chemical information. You go on Wikipedia and then it's driving a large percentage of the traffic, in this case the most percentage of traffic, and I just pick these as an example. There are many others, but again, it's information that we put out through Wikipedia, through social media, that is more available to the public. This is a page that I did. This is the first page. It was on global road safety. This second page, this is the result of a conference. It's just a suggestion. If you have a conference, you can create a Wikipedia page. You can put the presentations on that page. But here we tried to do, we had one on a conference on global road safety. But what I asked the people there, I said, look, when this conference is over, can't we find a way to share information? You know, can't we talk about best practices? So what they did, they would put up their best practices. And this is from, if you could read this, these models that were put up. I think there's one from Malaysia. I think there's one from Australia, New Zealand. So it's like what we would really like to happen is that we're sharing science information in the open space. And it's not NIOSH's responsibility to make sure this site is right, although we want to make sure it's not wrong. But it's for all of us together to collaborate to make this work for us. I'm going to skip over this page, talk a little bit about Twitter. Twitter, there's a lot of, I think, science out there. It's not, some of these studies are very small numbers, but you can find information about the use of Twitter. That hasn't been a problem. 25% of Twitter accounts have no followers. I think that's a sad statement, isn't it? I mean, really, be serious. Why the hell are you there if nobody's following you? And then 50% of people never tweet. You know, well, I get that. I get that. You have maybe a safety engineer somewhere that wants to get information. He's not particularly interested in tweeting. But having no followers? I mean, you know, that seems a bit much. The average Twitter user has 27 followers. NIOSH has 115,000. It's huge. We're the largest Twitter site in the Washington, D.C. area. I know that's hard to believe because we have EPA, FDA, NASA's across the street, but that's the reality. We have 115,000. It's not by accident. We've really worked on this very carefully. The key here, though, is not the followers for Twitter. We do four to five tweets a day. Yeah, that's how much information that goes out from NIOSH. And that drives a lot of people to the site, no question. But what's really important about this is the retweets. So the issue of retweeting is really very important. Again, this is reach. This is what marketers always want, is reach. You have your site. You have maybe 27 followers, let's say, in your site. NIOSH happens to be one of your followers, and you tweet something important on occupational safety and health, and we pick it up, and we retweet it to 115,000 people. And they, 10% of that group, will retweet it again. Okay, I've only looked out that those two. I think when we had 2,000, it was kind of easy to track. So if you have 10% of 100,000 that retweet, you're getting an initial 10,000 out already. You're getting that extended reach. And that's what we try to do. Now, this is dissemination. It's marketing. We don't know what they're doing with the data. We can do that study. We haven't done it yet. It's possible to take a sample. So what's new? I think we need to refine our metrics to understand what is our return on investment. It's something that's happening now. We need to think about mobile applications. We're doing a couple mobile applications. We need to improve our video applications. I think QR codes, those are those really strange little codes you see now in the newspapers to scan your cell phone across. But we will use those because they help, again, identify a particular audience. Maybe in construction would have its own code, so at a meeting like this, you could come by the new NIOSH booth, scan your cell phone, and you'd get everything, probably more than you need, for construction, and you'd be tied into the construction page. Integration is important. How we continue to integrate. NIOSH has 350 journal article, peer-reviewed journal articles a year. How do we integrate that science into the communication venues? I think there is the key. And I'd just like to conclude with a little bit of, if you're a communication person like me, you're addicted to bright, shiny objects. It's just part of your mental right-brained makeup. You're not necessarily the first user, but things excite you and you have to try them, okay? Well, there's nothing like social media because it's the mother of bright, shiny objects. But the key is to limit whatever it is you're going to do. You've got to plan and understand how to measure what you're doing. So NIOSH is not expanding into a lot of areas. We're trying to understand what we have now. Here's an example. I'll finish with this because it's such a good one. This is a bright, shiny object. Okay, I didn't quite get this, but I called the mini company in San Francisco. Some of you may actually know where this is. It's on 101 as you come in from the airport. Come into 101, there's a big billboard there. And this is the result of if you bought a mini from this dealer and you gave him your cell phone, every time you go by this billboard, it will greet you by name. Okay? So now that's, I'm thinking, oh, this is great. We could, you know, we could reinforce hearing protection. You know, we could do it, but no, probably not. Probably not, you know. But it is, again, a plea, and that is if you're going to get into social media, start small, but start. Start with your Twitter site. Understand then what you're measuring. You know, look for some metrics. Twitter is making it more and more easy to do this. Wikipedia also. And I think it will, again, help you disseminate information and also understand what people are doing with it. Please follow us on Twitter. Thank you.
We have time for one question if anybody would like to ask Max at this time.
Usually somebody has a question about security. You got to be careful with your sites. You got to be careful with Wikipedia and also with your Twitter.